The opinions expressed in Girls Night In are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Thank you for listening.
Oh my God.
Hey. Hi. Thanks for coming. Come on in.
Okay, so what happened? Tell us everything.
Hey guys, welcome back to season 2 of Girls Night In. We are super excited to be back, renewed for another season. We have a lot of fun plans this season, like special guests, fun new topics, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So really excited to just chat it up with you guys for 3 more episodes and more to come after that as well. But yeah, welcome back. We missed you. It's been a long time. So what's today, Hannah?
We're recording this on Valentine's Day, of love, hearts all around. I actually hate this day, though.
It has its ups and downs.
No, it doesn't have any ups unless you're in a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, okay, well, to kind of get things going and get into the Valentine's Day mood, basically today's episode is going to be all about Valentine's Day, love, self-love, just everything all-encompassing. So, would you say that you are a romantic person?
Yes, I am a lover girl through and through. The second I get a man, I will do anything for them. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Literally will do all the love languages. Yep. I will devote my life to a man.
Girl, I get it. Like, I actually get it. That's so real.
It's a flaw of mine.
But it's fine, honestly. I would say that I definitely am a romantic person through and through. I'm very much like a hopeless romantic, I feel like, and I've always been like that, I think, since I was younger. But yeah, I just love. And honestly, I'm the same way. Like, literally, like, when I like somebody, and if you're a real one and you listened to season 1 and you remember when we talked about creating fantasies in your head, guess what? I still do it.
Me too.
And like, I'm like the queen of doing that. So I'm just very much, I always like, just whenever I like somebody, even if it's just like a little slightest bit, I'm just like, oh, like, it's good. Like, I just focus everything on it. So I get it. Do you have any fun plans for Valentine's Day?
So I was planning on possibly meeting up with this guy that I've been talking to this past month. But funny story about him, he actually love bombed me.
Girl, that term stresses me out. Or that whole, like, yeah, like, no.
I never like knew, like, of course I heard about it, but I never knew it was like actually something people did.
Yeah, until it, like
outside of TikTok, until it actually happened to me.
And you're like, wait a second, like, this isn't real, right? Like, yeah,
actually.
Fine. No, but like, I mean, actually, what the heck? Real. Yeah. So what happened? Yeah, tell us.
So I met him on Hinge. He liked my profile first, and
that's always key.
Yes,
I'm telling you,
I will never like a man's profile first. I will not make the first move. I'm standing on that.
Hannah's standing on business in 2024.
Mm-hmm. I think at that time, like, emotionally, I knew what I wanted, and that was like a very like committed relationship. And this guy, his profile was really, really good.
Okay.
He looked so fine. Oh my God. So
girl,
fine.
I know those ones.
And he's 2 meters and 5 centimeters.
Yeah, rotted. That's tall. How tall is that?
It's like 6'6". As a tall girl, I'm like 5'9", borderline 5'10".
Yeah.
It's so hard to meet people.
Yeah.
Especially to like with someone who has like that huge gap.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Because you always see, like, obviously when you see like a shorter girl with like a taller guy, like, there's going to be that, like, that height difference there. So like, it just hits extra when it's like, you're tall and he's also tall. Yeah,
like,
I get it.
I'm a model in NBA, babies. Like, please.
Real, Hannah. Literally so real.
But yeah, like, aside from that, like, he's older, 24, and he has like a full-time job at Amex. So it's like, am I revealing too much? Maybe. Who knows?
We'll find out.
But yeah, like, he was saying all the right things. Mm-hmm. He was just very, like, he was just appreciating me. And at that time, that was something that I really needed.
Yeah.
And then after around 2 weeks of talking, we had made plans to meet, like, the week after because both of us are busy.
Yeah.
But I realized, wow, like, this is way too good to be true. And I also realized that, like, oh, like, I was starting to get into that thing where, like, you're waiting for them to text back. It's like when they're like, just getting a text from them,
yeah,
like, completely, like, navigates how you feel throughout the day.
Yeah.
And that's something that I always struggled with. And so, like, I took a step back because I realized, oh, like, you know, this year, like, I should stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I realized that I was getting attached to this man who I never even met before, like, and he was saying all the right things, yeah. I knew that it was way too good to be true.
Yeah, and that something was happening because you're like, I'm feeling like exactly. it feels too good, yeah.
And I straight up asked him, like, are you love bombing me? Guess what he said?
What?
Yes.
Nah.
He's like, yeah, like, I love manipulating. And I'm like, how do I respond to that? Like,
what'd you say?
I said, oh, with like the standing emoji. Like, okay, like, what the like, heck?
What the, yeah.
I told him, like, you know, like, I know what I want. And if you can't give that to me, then like, I don't think we should like.
Yeah, talk. Good for you. Good.
And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't know that love bombing was like bad. I'm like, what do you mean? So anyways, we met and like, it was okay. We met twice and I don't know, maybe it's because it's Valentine's Day, but the feels are getting to me. I'm like, oh, should I text this man? Like,
yeah.
I want some flowers and like attention, but I decided not to.
Okay.
Because I think starting into this year, I decided to really like become a person who is not reliant on the validation of men.
Yeah.
And like the stop obsessing over being in a relationship.
Okay. Yep.
And during that time, like my best friend Christine, she gave me some very good advice. Mm-hmm. Like, I think for me, because I moved downtown, she told me that like when you're alone with no support systems, you often form an unhealthy reliance to people who are close in proximity to you. Mm-hmm. And whether that's like a significant other or a friend or family member, your happiness can start to rely on them, and that's really not healthy. And I think especially like living by myself, I realized, oh, like that is so true.
Yeah.
And I can't, like, that's something I need to stop doing because I need to find happiness within myself. And I think I need to just stop being so boy crazed and like, you know, just learn to love myself.
Yeah. No, for sure. That's great advice.
And there's one other piece of advice that like really stuck to me.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a cute analogy.
Okay.
It says, don't have microwave expectations or patience. Have crockpot patience and wait for the meal that'll be fulfilling.
That's good. I love little like things like that.
It's so cute. And yeah. It's like, wow, like, you know, be patient. Like, you have your whole life ahead of you to like find that exactly. like perfect someone.
That's so true.
So why are you like obsessing over people who can't fulfill like basic needs?
Yeah, well okay, because what I was gonna say is like I was having this conversation with my roommate recently, and we basically were talking about how like whenever we find ourselves getting stressed out over like a guy or just being like upset with how we're being treated or whatever, like we have to ask ourselves, like, realistically, like, do I want, like, is this the kind of boyfriend that I want?
Exactly.
And if the answer is no, then it's like, then why am I, like, why are you still sitting here entertaining me, right? I understand, obviously, the whole, like, attachment part. And, like, you just like feeling that company and, like, someone that you can, like, talk to all the time. Like, I get that 100%. So that's why it's easy to, like, still entertain it. But like, when you really sit and, like, look at the big picture, it's like, realistically, I would never want this man to be my boyfriend. So why am I sitting here, like, stressing about it? Yeah. So literally, it's like, you know who you are. You know what your worth is. So it's like, just sit back. Relax and like only put your energy into the good
exactly
things, you know,
like focus on what's important, focus on yourself, your career, like things that like a relationship shouldn't change your life for the better. It should just add on to that happiness. Yep.
I was just gonna say the addition, and I remember that from Monet. Like, Monet McMichael, she literally, like, when she first started dating her man, and, like, it was still, like, in, like, the soft launch phase or whatever, she literally, like, made a YouTube video, and she was like, you know, if you're coming into my life, like, you need to be an addition, because I'm already complete, like, I have my friends, I have my career, I have my family, so, like, I'm fine without you, so all you would be if you came in as an addition, and if you left, I would still be okay. And I'm like, oh, that's
amen
so
to that.
Good, right? Right?
And now she's in, like, such a great relationship.
Oh, I love them. They're I literally, like, it. They're, oh.
Manifesting it
for you. Yes. And you know what? It will definitely come when the time is right. Because I feel that's what happened for her. Like, she really, like, kicked it off on TikTok and, like, Instagram, YouTube, like, whatever. Like, she was, like, really blowing up. But, like, that lasted, like, a good, like, while until she, like, got into her relationship, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what you can kind of tell that she really, like, solidified, like, her personal goals, right? Like, her career. Like, she graduated school, got her diploma, like, bought a house, all this stuff. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like she really, like, solidified herself and, like, got to that complete version of herself and before the man came along. So it's like, real Monet. Like, I love her so much.
That's a blueprint.
Yeah, right?
Do you have any new love lessons for 2024?
I feel like I'm in a good spot this year. For the first time in forever, I will say. So, like, I've been single for going on 4 years now, right? Mm-hmm. So I've been spending Valentine's Day single for the better part of the past, like 4 years. And it was, like, progressively getting worse. So obviously that first one, the first one you're single, sucked.
Yeah.
And that was also during, it wasn't, like, during the 2020 pandemic. It was 2021. Mm-hmm. So we were still kind of, like, in lockdown a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was the first one. And I was just, like, it literally was so bad. Because it was, like, we can't see anybody. We can't go anywhere. And now I'm single. Like, what is that? Like, it was, like, so bad. And then I think back to, like last year. For those who know me and Hannah, and have been following us on socials for a while, you would have seen us on Valentine's Day last year. We were going through it. It was not
very,
nice.
Very
I was
bad.
Going, I was literally so down bad last Valentine's Day. It wasn't even funny. To give some context, I was supposed to have like a date, like a few days before Valentine's Day. Do you remember this? Mm-hmm. And then I literally got canceled on like a few hours before. And I was like, and again, like that should have been my sign to be like, okay, again, is this someone I want for my boyfriend? No. But I was beside myself. And that day was so sucky.
Oh my
God. But I will say that, yeah, for the first time in like a long time, I'm actually in a good spot on Valentine's Day. Like I found that I wasn't really feeling as like upset or like lonely as I was in previous years. And like, it's one of those ones where even this morning, like when I woke up and I was seeing everyone's stories, like posting like their girlfriend, boyfriend, I was getting a little bit like, I'm like, oh, like it would be nice. Like, you know what I mean? To like receive flowers or whatever. But I think like, I don't even know what's changed to be honest, but I've just been in a spot where I'm like, you know what? I think it is the whole like focusing on your goals and career thing. Like mm-hmm. I have a lot going on right now mm-hmm. in that side of my life, like school career wise. And I think I've just put like all of my energy and my effort into that I've realized like realistically I don't even have time for a boyfriend right now. As much as I want one still sometimes, I'm just like I couldn't even picture, like I'll be at school editing to like 1-2 in the morning. Imagine mm-hmm. I have to like go home and like text my boyfriend after that, or like just be like, you know what I mean? Or like I don't have time to like maintain that mm-hmm. and as well as everything else, right? Because like relationships at the end of the day are like effort, like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like people like to say that like, oh, you know, like it should be like so easy and like whatever, and obviously it should be easy, but it's also like You still have to put in the effort.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been in a good spot. I've been kind of like, I don't want to say I've been in like my self love era mm-hmm. because I feel like it's been, I've been in this for like a while now. So, I'm not really calling it an era anymore.
Slay!
You know what I mean? So, I think that's why I liked what you were saying before, like your advice about like, you know, just kind of refining yourself and like focusing on your own passions mm-hmm. and like the hobbies, things like that, and that whole idea of like becoming complete again. I do actually want to try, I think I'm gonna try alphabet dating, but like as solo dates.
Oh
yeah. So I think like, because obviously you see people all the time being like, oh, like alphabet dating, like whatever, right? But I was like, oh my god, maybe I should try that as just like solo dates, right? Because I feel like mm-hmm. also it's a good way to like find like new hobbies that you might like, right? Like mm-hmm. I have like a whole list on my phone. I can show it to you after. But like A, I might do like aquarium or like the AGO, for example.
Ooh.
But then for B, I could do like a boxing class, like just something like fun, right? Like things Damn. That I wouldn't like have ever really done before, like you know what I mean? But I feel like
yeah,
it kind of just pushes me out of my comfort zone a little bit, and then I can just like find new ways to like enjoy myself.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know
why do you have to be in a relationship to like go on those dates? Like
yeah.
if I want to go to the aquarium,
I'm just gonna go.
Yeah.
Real, exactly. Exactly. So I think I'm gonna start that, to be honest. I've been thinking about it for a while now, and I will say like I've only been on like a few solo dates. Like I think I went to the AGO once on my own. I mm-hmm. did I went to one of those candlelight concerts. That was my first solo date. Yeah, yeah. This was like last year. And I was so scared and so nervous because like I struggled for a long time with like getting comfortable being alone. And it still has like its ups and downs where there are times where mm-hmm. I'm like, man, like I really don't want to be alone right now. And there are times where I'm like, oh, like this is kind of fun, right? And so it was like really scary. And I was like, oh my God, like I just felt awkward because obviously for a candlelight concert too, like everybody's on dates.
Yeah,
yeah, everybody was on dates. So I'm just sitting there by myself and I actually was just like, oh my God, I feel like I look so like awkward and like cause I'm just by myself, right? Mm-hmm. But then I met the nicest family who sat beside me. It was like two grandparents and their grandkids.
Aww.
They were Greek, which was like so funny. So I was talking with the grandfather, like not in Greek because I can't speak Greek, but we were just talking about like being Greek. And mm-hmm. the girl went to school with my sister.
oh,
back in elementary. She's like, are you Alex's sister? And I was like, yes. Like,
what a small world.
Right? Like, it was just so weird. So it was like, I actually ended up having like a really good time because I kind of got to like bond with that family a little bit. Aww. Like, I took a picture of them, took a picture of me. Like, it was just like so fun. It ended up being like a great night, right? So I think after that, I kind of realized, like, you know what? Like, I can do this more often. Like, it's obviously scary, but like, it doesn't have to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like, I think like, too, like, if you just go into it with the mindset that like, you know, I'm just going to enjoy myself. I'm not even going to care about like, if anyone else is even perceiving me, I'm not even gonna like think about it, worry about it, because I'm just here to have fun. Mm-hmm. Then it's just like, that's the best way to go about it, right?
You know?
So yeah. So that's where I'm at right now. I think like, if I had to give any advice, if you are like a single person in the Valentine's season, we both clearly feel like we get it. Like, we actually get it. And it really can be sucky sometimes. I'm not saying that like I've been like totally perfect as of late. Like, there are obviously still times where I'm like, man, I just like really want a boyfriend, or I'm just like, I need like something, like I just want flowers, like I want like some sort of attention. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever. And you're gonna get those periods of time when it's totally normal, but just remember that you always have yourself to fall back on. I mean, that's the biggest thing. It's like, mm-hmm. you like, you might not always have that person that you're thinking of or that you like or to fall back on, but you're always gonna have yourself at the end of the day, right? So always come back to yourself, recenter yourself, and just know that like, it's gonna be all okay. And like, all the love that you give to other people or that you want to receive, just give it to yourself.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Amen to that. Amen. Oh my God. It's a beautiful way to say it.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so to wrap it up, I did find some discussion questions about like Valentine's Day. So we're just going to do a little, you know, mm-hmm. little debrief. So would you say that Valentine's Day is more for men or women?
I know that on TikTok recently, there's this whole trend where it's like, oh, even if you're like, my boyfriend didn't ask me to be his Valentine.
Yeah, I've been seeing that.
I feel like Valentine's Day, at least online, has shifted for like men to show their like chivalry and like their devotion to like the person they're dating.
Yeah.
So I do feel that like it is a bit more towards women, but that's just like also just pop culture. Like, love stories have always been like, oh, like, you know, the guy pursuing the woman.
The woman. Yep, that's very true.
So I think that like, as of now, women are on like the better end.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think I would agree that honestly, like, yeah, like, it's, you're right too. Like, in all of pop culture, all of media, it's always like, yeah, the man pursuing the woman. Mm-hmm. And like, I saw so many videos this morning of like guys like lining up at like the stores to get flowers and all
like
that.
Lego, like, flowers.
Oh my God, I saw that one too. Literally, I went to Walmart last weekend and I saw Lego sunflowers, and you know how much I love sunflowers. And I was literally gonna get it for myself, but it was like $25. I was like, Maggie, realistically, I was like, I want it really bad, but this is something that someone else has to get for me because I can't do this right now.
Pro tip, at the Lego store, they're only like $14.
Real? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's where I'm gonna go next, because but yeah, I would agree. Definitely more for women. But what I do find like super sweet is like, and because like one of my love languages in terms of how I show love to other people is through like giving gifts. Like, I just I love getting gifts. I love making gifts, like, mm-hmm. whatever. And so I know when I was in a past relationship, like, I always like put a lot of effort into like the gifts that I would give like my boyfriend at the time. And it's so fun to like, and like heartwarming to see like the men get mm-hmm. like spoiled or whatever. Like, this morning I saw a video of a girl like kind of like spoiling her man and doing the whole like balloons and stuff. And like, mm-hmm. he was like so happy. And I was like, oh, like, it's so sweet. And I feel like it should be like starting to get catered more to the men a little bit, because like, they deserve it too.
That's the relationship that I want, where both of us just like endlessly want to like make the other person happy. Yes. And by doing like these, it doesn't have to be big gestures, but just like things that like, oh, I just really like you this much.
Yeah. So, and like, so here's this. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. No, I love that. Which traditional gift would you rather receive? Chocolates, flowers, or a card with a personal message?
Like, only one of those?
Yeah. Isn't that kind of tough? It's kind of hard, low key.
I got my first flowers from a guy, like, from the guy, like, who love bombed me. And it was just so sweet. Like, I kept looking at them. And I actually, like, started drying them so that forever there.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I think I would either say flowers or cards, because my love languages are gift giving and words of affirmation.
Yep.
Like, if a man made a whole essay about like how much he likes me and like how he's like, you know, all that, I think that would be the best thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, me too. I was saying either flowers or cards, but I think I would definitely say the card, because my love language is also words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. And I just so I think I would really enjoy like a nice personal card. I feel like I haven't gotten like a good like personal,
yeah, I've never got some like a personalized,
yeah, especially
gift
from a man, like in a minute at least. Yeah, so that'd be really nice
when my future man comes along. Just know that I'll be doing everything.
Yeah, no, literally real. What is the most romantic thing you have done for another person?
I mean, with this recent guy, I made like a little paper bouquet of like, he told me that his favorite flowers are sunflowers and lavenders. Yeah. So I like bought pipe cleaners because this is our first time meeting. Cute. So I'm like, oh, I don't want it to be too over the top.
Yeah.
So like I made like a sunflower and a lavender with pipe cleaners. And then I wrapped it with like paper to make like a little like everlasting bouquet.
That's so sweet, Hannah. That's really good. Oh my God.
I think that's the most romantic thing.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love that.
But then again, like he was love bombing me. So like my like affection was like that high. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, like I need to do everything for this man.
Yeah. No, I get that. Oh my God. That's really cute though. I actually really like that. Maybe I'll steal that as my
You should. It's so easy.
Yeah. Okay. Slay.
What about you?
I think mine. So when I was with my ex, that's to give some context too, like this relationship, like we started dating when we were 15 going on 16.
Mm-hmm.
And we were together for like almost 2 years. We broke up like right after we turned 17. We were like 6 months into the relationship. And for our 6 month anniversary, that's how you know I was cracked back then. And like, I literally was just like, so like, you know, okay. Oh my God, this is crazy. Now I'm remembering it. I'm like, this is actually nuts. How like I was actually like 16 years old and doing this. So I got like a big glass frame, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the frame there was 5 different like circles that were constellations, and each one was a constellation of like different milestones in our relationship up to that point. So it was like the day we started dating. I think it was like our first kiss, the first time we said like I love you, first date, stuff like that. And like I looked them up because there's a website where you can like find the constellations, because like, mm-hmm, you can actually print them out like through the thing. But I was like, okay, I don't have time to spend the money on all this. So I just hand drew it, like literally hand drew the constellations and put them into like a big thing. I'm pretty sure like he had it in his room for like a hot minute. But like, yeah, that's the most romantic thing I've ever done.
Cry if someone
it was
that.
Like so I actually really like I had fun making it, and he thought it was like super cool. I definitely would do it again, like in the future, for like a future boyfriend, husband, whatever. Like it was actually so sweet. It's so fun to like see like this, like just the star aspect of it too, like to see how the stars were like aligned up that day. Like I don't know, it was kind of cute, right? Aww. So yeah. So I said that was definitely the most romantic thing
I think we should date each other, honestly.
Yeah, at this point Hannah and I are gonna go exclusive. Okay. I'll find a few more.
Mm-hmm.
Is a romantic gesture more powerful on Valentine's Day or on another day of the year?
On another day of the year, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's Valentine's Day, it's like sort of expected. And I feel like if you don't do it, then it's like bad on you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like it's just, you should already do it. But then like if you do it like out of the blue on like a random day, then mm-hmm, that's like, oh, like you were thinking about me.
Yeah, right? I agree. I think the only time that it's like more powerful on Valentine's Day, it's like either A, if you're doing some next like crazy thing,
yeah,
or if like, yeah, you don't do it any other day of the year and then you just go crazy on Valentine's Day. But then I can see why someone would be like, oh my God, this is like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's like, I also agree, like it would be more powerful on just like a regular day, because it shows that like, yeah, you're thinking about me, like you wanted to express your love on this day out of just any, like, you know what I mean, like out of any
exactly
day. So
like that,
yeah,
would actually like make my entire like year,
yeah, life.
Literally life. Like Valentine's Day, okay, like, you know, as you should, mm-hmm, but like, oh, like you're, yeah, thinking about me another day.
Bro, that's so funny.
Well, that was all for today. Thank you guys for joining us on our little Valentine's Day
debrief.
Discussion.
We hope you guys have a great Valentine's Day. Enjoy. Well, actually, to be fair, when you're listening to this, it'll be past Valentine's Day, mm-hmm, but we hope that you do have a great Valentine's Day. Enjoy all the love, feel all the love, whether it's from your friends, your family, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whatever. Just enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Love it and be happy today and always. Mm-hmm. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.